with what renters can do to a home. Certainly, this house is a good example of that. When a long-term renter comes in and the owner, the landlord, is not there, the house gets run down. With a nightly rental, I don't have to tell you guys this, but you know, you rely on positive reviews. My wife and I will also be down here staying. We want to be a positive addition to the neighborhood. I want to get positive reviews. Otherwise, as a business, this thing simply won't rent. So we'll take very good care of it. I'm going to put all low or no maintenance landscaping in, fabric and rock and drought-resistant shrubbery, borders around the parking spaces. I would say that's it. I just, again, want to stress that it's the intent is just to make it a very positive impact on the neighborhood. The property, by the way, is at least the house itself is not in a flood zone. I'm an insurance agent, and I check that out because I certainly don't want to buy a home that's in a flood zone. I know what that costs to insure. I don't want the headaches. So that. But that's exactly right. Thank you. So I think we're safe there. I would want no part of it otherwise. So that's really what I wanted to express to you, and I appreciate your consideration.
All right. Let's see. Only a few left. Anyone sign up to speak on behalf of the application?
I signed up.
He'd rather not go to the podium.
He's a neighbor, by the way. I just met him today.
Come on up. You got to come up for a little bit. Good evening.
I'm a neighbor just down the road. There's two lots separate us between our house and theirs. And this house needs a lot of love. So I'm kind of glad to see somebody's coming in to do something to it. It's been pretty much run down since we've been. We've only been here for 5 years. So I wasn't really for or against. I was just more curiosity more than anything. And he answered a lot of my questions just listening to him talk. But the only thing I would think, the 8 occupancy with what 4 parking places, is that what the requirement is? That might be a little bit of a stretch for where it's at. Other than that, I think it's probably a good deal. So I was just here, not for or against, but just curiosity more than anything. So yep, that's all I
absolutely appreciate it.
Okay.
I like your combination of hat and shirt.
Oh.
You got them both covered there.
Well,
I'm sorry. Did we get your name?
It's Joe Reynolds.
Joe Reynolds.
Okay.
I think you just letter spoke in favor of the nightly rental.
Yeah, we want to record that.
Joe, as far as parking, as far as I have plans to do, again, a total of 4, but I could very easily do 2 spots above on Willow. Forgive me. So if that's something that I need to do, I certainly can do it. There's plenty of room on this lot. The plan is to do 2 spots just there exactly
across,
as
right?
The road bends around my house, so just immediately to the west, right there, which is perfect because I can put a walkway, a wraparound walkway to the front door, so handicap accessible. But so I could, yes, the plan is to put one there. And then if need be, if 2 more spots would be required, I could do it up on the top. So parking shouldn't be a problem. I'll do it in a very tasteful way.
Any other questions for the applicant? Comments?
Questions?
Mark, there was anyone against him?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the only one.
Does that have a boat dock with it?
Well, he was in there.
You know, I hope. I know nothing about getting permission for a boat dock, but that would absolutely be my hope.
Well, there's quite a few at the end of the road along the lake.
It does not have a dock.
It does not have one.
Close
to my area. I drove out there and looked at it, and right now, you want to make a lot of improvements. We will enhance that area. It's kind of an eyesore at one time. So, back to rent, you're going to have to fix it up.
Believe me, that's the plan.
So I'm for it.
Enough to make a motion?
I'll make that motion. Approve it.
All right. Got a motion?
Second.
George with the second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? 7-0.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
No, leave them.
We do have one item under old and new business. Kelsey Bardwell, Division 3 permit, is requesting consideration to amend parking spaces from 2 to 4 located at 130 Logano Lane. And I'm very familiar with this, but I don't know if you all remember that the concern was there was neighbors being able to back in and back out.
I believe I remember.
Yeah.
So I'll just read a little bit to prep the board. March 11th, 2019, the Planning Commission approved a special use permit request for a nightly rental by Kelsey Bardwell with the condition that only two off-street vehicles are allowed at 130 Logano Lane, which is here. As you can see, it's a shared driveway. Michael and Kelsey now own the villa. They own this villa here with the adjoining drive. So they own the drive and the villas. That's all shared as one ownership between them. That was the concern, was for the neighbors to pull out. So she called wondering how she could amend that 19001 decision from 2 to 4 off-street parking. And I said, well, I don't have the ability to amend a planning commission decision. And we just bring it before the board under new and old business. You'd make a motion to approve to amend or a motion to deny to amend permit number 19001, decision of record. And then she would record an amended decision of record if you did approve that.
Is the other one a nightly rental too, the new one
they
purchased?
They own the total building now.
No, these right. Two are approved for nightly rental.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But this one they've just bought. She didn't indicate indications to bring it through.
Rental, but they own it.
The indications are they try to stay in these, but they're rented so much that they can't, so they bought this one.
Okay.
And they're not bringing it through currently. I mean, that's a whole another application.
That's
they're
a whole new process.
They're asking to amend this one from 2 off-street parking to 4. And it does have the 2-car garage.
Mm-hmm. It had plenty of room, really, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The only concern was just the neighbors.
Pulling out.
And the other half pulling out, which, in case somebody would park in the wrong place and
correct.
Not be familiar with
correct.
It.
Of course, if they came through to want to put that half of that one on a nightly rental, then there wouldn't be any parking.
Right.
Well,
they'd have their two plus one.
Actually, there was enough room, the way I remember it, that either one of them could have had it.
It was a little tight.
It mm-hmm. was a little mm-hmm. tight, but it met the specifications, I believe.
But she hadn't brought a plan. She may come through for a 2-bedroom plan on this unit. Need 3
yeah.
parking. You know, you don't know. But she's not even asking for nightly rental on this new unit.
But right now, they own them both. They want to use more of the parking space between them, which they own all of.
Correct.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion?
I second that.
Motion, second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 7-0. Anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
To adjourn.
Second. Let's adjourn.
Yeah.
All in favor? Aye.
The last one seemed like a no-brainer, which is why it appealed to me.
Yeah, good.